I'm being joined by Hampton Dumont Cowboys wrestling coach Patrick Hansen as we're talking about the upcoming 2024-25 season. It officially begins here on Tuesday with a home duel against Lake Mills. But, Coach, thanks for taking some time here. Obviously, you're coming off of a great duel season last year, five state qualifiers. How can that be a big momentum boost for this program as you get ready to kind of tackle things here this season?
Yeah, you know, I think something that we learned how to do last year is how to finish duels and just win a little more, winning in your program's history helps. Obviously, recent history, it helps just everybody know how it happens. We're going to miss some of the seniors from last year. You know, they were a part of a lot of big winning records here at Hampton Dumont. And, you know, we got a lot of kids that got to see how to do it right, you know. They got to experience kids that did it right. They never skipped anything. They did all the little things right. So I hope we can build on that, keep moving forward. And, you know, we bring back 11 starters from last season. So, you know, that never hurts.
Yeah, certainly. And two of those being returning state qualifiers with Taylor Mailer and Charlie Showalter. So if you can kind of tell me about those guys, I know those two have a chance to kind of crack that top 10 all-time wins list in the program's history as well.
Yeah. Taylor's already at 109 wins. You know, he got third place in state last year. That was huge for him. He had a really good tournament. And, like, life hasn't always been super easy like that for Taylor. I mean, his sophomore year, he got beat out going to, you know, got beat out at districts, cut down a weight class, still got beat out. You know, he's had to go through a lot of mental struggles, a lot of physical struggles. And that's why he's in the situation he is now, because he's overcame them. And, you know, same thing will probably happen this year. I'm sure there will be times he gets beat. There will be times he wins. And, you know, it's just all about keeping your head level and staying positive through all that. He's preseason ranked second. You know, that just is a giant target on your back. Last year kind of flew under the radar. This year everybody's going to know who he is, and they're going to want a piece of him. And for Charlie Showalter, he was missed out on the blood round last year. I think he's preseason ranked like 10th at 132. He's actually going to be up at 138 this year. You know, kind of last couple of years been wrestling the scale more than getting better at the end of the season. And this year we've thought about him going down to 32, but, you know, he's just naturally more of a 38 pounder. He's still cutting a little bit of weight, but I think it's going to be nice to see Charlie at a healthy, full weight for him. He's a goer, and he's a hard worker, and he's one of the toughest kids. And him and Taylor both, you know, they're great leaders to have on your team.
Certainly. And when it comes to kind of looking at the rest of the lineup, I know there were some other guys that were kind of on the cusp of doing some great things here last year as well. Maybe a couple newcomers on varsity here this year as well. What's that looking like for you guys right now?
We got, I think, three freshmen will be suiting up for us tomorrow night. Maddox Struther, Will Vosberg, and Luke Showalter are all going to be in the lineup. We got a couple sophomores, a couple guys are hurt. Brody Struther, Ryder Struther out. I got some football injuries are banged up from still, but, you know, that's kind of the nice thing we're at right now, where we have a lot of depth, you know, so we're not, you know, it's good to be able to give them time to heal up. You know, they're great wrestlers. Can't wait to have them back. But right now we're going to be just fine without them. I know Carter Jansen, varsity wrestler from last year, will be at 113, 132, Jacob Mailer. He's gotten third place at districts last 2 years. He's looking to bust through 144 with James Stevens. He's put in a lot of work this summer. You know, he's always in the room, always wanted to be there. 150 would be Jordan Yanksman. He's one of the kids stepping up with Ryder Struther being injured. And, you know, and I don't know if they're a lot closer than you think in ability. You know, they wrestled off, and it was Jordan won the first one. Then Ryder kind of had his knee was banged up, went to the doctor. They held him out, so he never got a chance for the second one. Then Taylor, 57. Colin Bird's another one that he's always been right on the cusp too. He was 21 match winner for us last year, had 9 losses, had to miss half the season with a broken foot. Him and Taylor really grind it out every day. I mean, watching him wrestle with Taylor and knowing where Taylor sits in the state, Colin's got to be right there with him. And then 175 will be senior Sean Helscove. He's looking energetic, positive attitude, things that, you know, he's maybe lacking the last couple of years. So it's nice to see that coming back out of him. Brody Robertson won over 50% of his matches. He'll be at 190. Our 215 pounder will be Matt Evans. He's first team all district football player. Got third at districts last year, right on the edge of it. Just little things that he did, dumb sophomore mistakes that kept him out of the state tournament. So, you know, it'll be fun. I see him placing this year. We'll see what he can do. I know he's dedicated to it. And then at heavyweight, you know, we're replacing Carter Hellscope, 6'7" giant of a man with him. And we got Zamet Elling. He's a sophomore from Latimer, great kid, starter on the football team as well. You know, he's about 235. He's really slimmed down to 235. He's a big, strong kid. He's learning a lot every day. It'll be a learning curve for him, but, you know, I expect to be the next great heavyweight here at Amateur Mike Cal.
All right, and when it comes to this season opener here with Lake Mills, what's kind of your outlook for this one? And I know it's kind of a special night for the school as well, with having the girls wrestling duel against Lake Mills as well.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's great we can do opportunities like this. It's great Chris Weiser was able to line something like this up. So, you know, we can all be in the same place at the same time. And, you know, our girls, they deserve these nights. And, you know, it's great we can just do it together. Yeah, Lake Mills for boys, they're preseason ranked 4th. Tough team there at state duels last year, which is somewhere we always want to be. That's kind of why we set this meet up with Lake Mills. You know, I want to be wrestling teams and be in the same room as teams at the state duel tournament. I don't want to be wasting our time wrestling teams that aren't there. And Lake Mills has perennially been at the state duel tournament. We had a tight duel with them last year. They bring back almost everybody. I think they got some things going on with a couple kids gotten eligible, so that I think they're going to be out, which will help us Tuesday night. But, you know, they're still a tough team. They're going to be tough to beat. I think we have the firepower to overcome them. But, you know, obviously everybody's got to be on top of their game. And they're very well coached. Alex Brandenburg's a great coach. He's got about 400 dual wins under his belt. I'm sure that they will do anything in their book to win. And we need to be ready and prepared for it. And I know our guys are ready to put their hands on somebody other than ourselves.
All right. Don't want to keep you too long, but any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up here today?
Yeah. You know, I think we got a great team. You know, I think our girls team, it's been great to see them coming along. I'm stacked with the community support. You know, KLMJ, Hampton Chronicle, everybody's behind us. Have been a lot of great coverage. I love when you guys get me able to come to the meets like this. And, you know, I remember my grandma, she's not with us anymore, but man, I tell you what, she didn't like to come to a lot of the meets because stairs were a little much for her and stuff at the end, but she would always be listening along. So I love hearing that you guys are able to be there. And, you know, I hope to see as many people as we can there tomorrow night. We're going to honor John Showalter's family. They donated a mat to our program, which is huge. You know, it's a thing that will be here longer than probably I will, is a wrestling mat. And, you know, he's got some kids that are big contributors of our team. And, you know, it's an awesome thing that their grandpa was able to do before, their grandma after grandpa passed away, and leave a statement here that John, you know, obviously he left enough of a legacy that this is just another thing that he added to it. So love to have everybody come on out, show some support. It's get loud. Let's get rowdy. We need it.
All right. HG Cal wrestling coach, Patrick Hansen, thank you so much for the time today. And we'll catch you here against Lake Mills.
Awesome. Thanks, John. Have a great one.